Welcome. To Arcade Audio.
Hey everybody, this is Carolyn.
And Karma.
And the producer.
Forgot what I was doing.
And associate producer, but he still likes to be a silent partner. We're back with another Tokyo Treat Box. Weird foods in our mouths.
I'm really hoping for a comeback kid situation because last Tokyo Box was a little...
It was a little woof woof.
A little woof. Yeah. There was like 3-4 solid things and the rest was forgettable.
Yeah, big time. So... We're better than ever.
We organized the list
that you took away so that we can say what's coming up next, but we did lay everything out so we should be able to find it and not accidentally eat things that aren't the right thing.
Should we?
When we're trying to.
Will we? We don't know. Stay tuned.
To be determined. Yeah.
Looks like this one's themed by like cities in Japan, like this is where this comes from in Japan.
Oh, yeah. Got it.
Yes,
Japan Express. That
it
makes
says
sense.
Japan Express.
So it's like a little tour.
Hey, Tokyo Treat fam. It's finally November, which means it's the time of year when all the delicious new autumn snack flavors are released in Japan. Each region is known for their specialty dish or flavor, so we wanted to bring you on an adventure across Japan to try flavors from various regions around the country.
That's cute.
So hop on the Japan Express and discover all the incredible fall treats from across Japan in this month's box.
That's cute.
That is cute. Okay, so the very first one that we're going to try is called a brown sugar bar. This delicious brown sugar and honey bar just melts in your mouth. Eating it will transport you all the way to the tropical island of Okinawa in southern Japan.
Yep, you nailed it. You probably didn't. It's okay. I believe in you.
I mean, it's
whatever. It sounds really, really good.
It does sound very, very good. Oh, it's going to need, it requires, it looks like a brownie and feels like a wafer. It also kind of looks like poo.
It looks like that end.
You'll have that end.
Oh, yep. No, it looks exactly like poo.
It looks like dog poo.
But it looks also like a big Kit Kat in a way, sort of.
Oh God, it's so flaky inside.
Me to my coworker.
It tastes like a brownie that went terribly wrong.
Yeah. I don't get brown sugar or honey. I get faint chocolate.
Yeah, like a little bit of chocolate.
Yeah, very faint chocolate.
A little bit of honey the more I eat. But it's not very sweet.
No.
It's okay.
I wouldn't eat another one, but like it wasn't bad.
It's okay.
It's like a 5.
It's a weird texture outside's a little crunchy, but the way it's like, it's not even a wafer. It's like a... like a foam. I don't know.
It's like hard foam.
Yeah, it's weird. It's like a 3. It's okay. It's not bad.
I give it a three.
It's nothing.
I don't enjoy that.
It's okay. Okay.
All right. Next up.
The next one is Takoyaki Umaibo. Osaka is the land of takoyaki, fried dough covered octopus.
Oh my God.
So the Japan Express had to make a stop to get some takoyaki flavored treats for you. This month's you can enjoy the classic puffed corn snack with the delicious takoyaki flavor.
I want that one. This does kind of look like a garlic stick.
I feel like we've had these before, an umaibo, just a different flavor.
Yeah, I think so too. They do look just like a garlic stick.
Yeah. Like a breadstick. It's okay.
Kind of tastes like a spicy corn puff.
Yeah.
It doesn't taste that fishy. No.
No. It's fine. I don't know. It's like a 4 too. That's
3.
Yeah.
It is a little salty.
Oh, now I'm getting fish. It took a while.
A little spicy. Yeah, it's like I don't like that as much as I liked last one, so I'd give it like a 2, but it was whatever.
Yeah, now that I got the second wave of fish, I'm going to give that like a 2. Yeah. Yucky. Ooh. Doki Doki Fishing DIY Kit. Oh, nope, we're going to skip that one. I just got the nope. We're not ready. We're not ready with the DIY. So just kidding. We're going to go to Kibidango. Kibidango.
Oh, God. Oh, my God. Carolyn Marie, please.
Lo siento. Have you heard of the famous hero Momotaro from from Okayama Prefecture? What the fuck? This
No, I have not heard of that.
There were so many words in there that I don't understand. This sweet candy stick features Momotaro himself on the packaging. The sweet peach flavor will transport you all the way to Okayama Prefecture. Prefecture. Thank you. All right.
What
so it's a peachy,
is this?
It's a peachy stick.
But is it wrapped in plastic or is that?
Ew.
It's like sticky. The plastic won't come off. It looks like a big old
this
piece
looks
of
like a hazard.
Gum. Yeah. You're going to be eating plastic tonight, boys.
Yep. Shitting plastic tomorrow.
Yeah. You'll be fine.
I mean, let's all just take a piece and try to pick off as much of the plastic as we can.
Yikes.
Okay. I'm going to. Oh my God, there's like a lot of plastic stuck on this candy.
Is it sugar plastic?
Taste it. Just try it and see what happens. I'm just like aggressively peeling off this. This is, okay, I think actually I'm pretty good. Okay.
What even is this? A stick?
Ew.
I hate the
texture.
It's
a sweet peach flavor.
There's no
candy
peach.
Stick.
I
don't think anything
dirt.
Sweet. This is really gross.
This is like a what do you call it? A Bean Boozled.
That's really disgusting. Ew.
That was bad.
That was very bad.
Zero.
That's a zero. That has nothing redeemable.
Are we
nothing.
Sure that was the right thing?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm looking at the pictures. They're the same thing.
Wow. Zero.
It tastes like a. Like a Clif Bar that went bad.
Oh my God. Yes. Mm-hmm. Clif Bar.
Mm-hmm.
But worse. Somehow worse.
Yeah.
A Clif Bar with no flavor that went bad.
Yeah, that's awful.
Is the DIY kit ready?
No.
I should have known. Mochi Choco. The Japan Express is making a quick stop in Yamanashi. Known for their delicious and chewy mochi, we wanted to bring you a treat that makes you feel like you're traveling to that place. This treat consists of a round
that specific area
mochi disc coated in chocolate and then filled with a yummy chocolate cream. Okay, so it's just chocolate.
It sounds
and mochi.
It sounds like it could be good. It's a cute.
It's like a little cookie.
It's a cute little. It looks like almost like an like a York.
Yeah, it does. But it's gonna be a little chewy.
Yeah, it's definitely looking chewy.
Oh, it's squishy. Feels like a butt.
Oh. Oh, okay. Let's see.
It's weird because it's gummy and chocolate together.
But I don't hate it.
No. It's good. It's pretty good. I mean, it's not like amazing, but I give it like a solid like 6.
Yeah, I was going to say a 5. It's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, yeah, because it's weird, chewy, gummy, like marshmallowy chocolate.
Yeah.
But easily the best thing I put in my mouth so far.
Yeah, kind of like a moon pie a little bit.
Yeah. No, I think that's pretty good. I'd say 6 on that as well. All right. What do we got next? Who?
You ready?
5 minute.
Oh, 5 minutes. 5 minute warning on the DIY kit. Next is green apples in a bag. Okay. What is this mysterious texture?
Sounds
oh, no.
Like, oh, God.
It already starts with what is this mysterious texture? Mochi? Is it mochi or mochi?
Mochi.
Mochi. Jelly? Gummy? Who knows? We're making our way through the prefecture of Aomori, known for their delicious apples. That's why we've decided to include this yummy green apple flavor treat for you to try.
So
can you figure out what texture it is?
There's just like candies and then a toothpick. It's like hard gummy.
It's a hard gummy. But it's pretty good.
They're very small pieces, so you don't get a lot of flavor, but the flavor you get is good. Yeah, give me my toothpick. They're like little chiclets almost.
Mm-hmm.
They're good. I mean,
they're good. Green apple, but not sour.
Right.
Very subtle flavor.
Very subtle flavor. It's still like a five.
It's a six. That's the best thing I've had so far.
It doesn't like blow my mind, but it's good.
Yeah. I still like the chocolate a little bit more, so I'm going to give it a five, but it was good.
I'm not mad at that.
Not mad at it at all.
Ooh. I feel like we've had this or something very similar. Potato snack corn pottage. Potage. We're taking an extra long stop in Hokkaido to savor the delicious corn flavors. This crispy, crunchy potato snack is delicious corn potage flavor. Does eating this make you want to take a trip to Hokkaido?
I don't know. Maybe. We'll see.
Not really. I mean, that sounds like a really long flight, and I don't know that I'm ready.
Oh. It smells like fried potatoes.
Mmm. That's good.
Mmm. Mmm.
Yeah, the more that flavor sits with me, the more I like it.
It's like corn. It's like corn.
Yeah.
Corny, potato-y. It's good. I'd give it like a 7.
Yeah, I was going to say 7 too.
That's good. Yeah, I think a 7's a totally fair number. This is pretty solid.
Like crispy, crunchy texture, a little salty.
Mm. No, that was good. Mm. Mine was like a lot salty, but I kind of liked it.
Yeah.
Mm. Okay. This is also corn pottage. Corn pottage snack. This northern prefecture of Hokkaido. Oh wait, are we doing DIY first?
No, let's do this one first.
Okay. Of Hokkaido has multiple specialties, including corn. These crunchy corn pottage flavored crisps are perfect snack and reflects one of Hokkaido's main specialties. Corn.
All right.
You love a good corn.
We do.
Oh.
Mm. Oh my god. Those are good.
Ooh, bitch.
Those are fire.
Those are very good.
Those are so good.
Oh my god. Is that a 10?
Those are corn Cheetos.
Yeah, they're Cheetos.
Those are yummy.
And they're even kind of a little cheesy, but not like Cheeto cheesy. Those are fucking good. I'd give them like a 9 for sure.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah, that's a solid 9 for me. Those are good. I would buy more of those.
Oh my god, yes. These are good. Oh my god. Let me look at the bag.
Those are very delicious. This DIY thing is making me uncomfortable.
There's string in it.
Yeah. There's strings coming out of something that's pink, and it's like not.
I feel like we need to wait a couple more minutes. Yeah. I think that needs to set.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
And I don't know that I'm like mentally prepared for it.
Those corn thingies are bomb.
Those are very good.
Okay. Next. Chocolate dorayaki. The Japan Express is making a stop in the hustling and bustling capital of Japan. Tokyo is known for their delicious dorayaki, a type of pancake sandwich typically filled with red bean custard or, in this case, chocolate.
Oh, my these are God. Cute.
Fuck off. Those are cute.
They look like
little pancakes. They're literally little pancake sandwiches.
They're adorable, and they feel like pancakes, and they're nice and soft.
Oh, my God. Oh, that is fucking cute.
MG. I hope they're yummy.
Oh my god. Yeah, I mean
they're pancake cookie sandwiches.
Yeah.
Yeah, those are delightful.
They're so cute.
Yeah, that was really good too. Eight. I give that like an 8.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was good.
Mm. I mean it could be a little sweeter. But it's still very good.
So good.
So 8's good.
Mm.
Yum. Yum. Oh my gosh. This box is so much better.
So much.
Okay. Let's see here. We're going to skip this again.
Yeah, okay. Let's skip it one more time.
One more time. Poriki brown sugar flavor. It literally just says Poriki brown sugar flavor. We're moving way down south to the tropical island of Okinawa. God.
Yep.
So we're bringing you to this Okinawa inspired treat. These crunchy pretzel sticks are yummy brown sugar flavor. You won't be able to put the bag down.
That sounds good. Salty sweet. That's my jam. Oh, they're not really pretzels.
Those are absolutely not pretzels.
They're like biscuits.
Ew.
Not as sweet as I thought it was going to be.
No me gusta. I don't like that.
Kind of has a weird, like, almost like, I want to say,
taste?
Like a licorice-y kind of taste.
It's got that weird brown, like, quote, brown sugar taste that first thing had.
Yeah. I don't know that Tokyo knows what brown sugar is.
We might just have different brown sugars, honestly.
Yeah, because this is not.
It was okay. Like a 4.
I give it like a 2.
Yeah, I didn't hate it. I would say something like a 4 as well.
Yeah, it was whatever. Do we fucking dare with this DIY? That let's looks just disgusting.
Do it. It looks disgusting, but like, let's just bite the bullet. I don't want it to be like up with all of our good stuff and ruin our good time.
Doki Doki Fishing DIY Kit. We're making a stop in Shizuoka. So this fishing DIY candy kit is perfect.
Did not work under any circumstance. Oh, there comes one.
It's known as a go-to fishing place, so we had included a fishing snack for you. Make your own.
Okay, two of four.
Make your own grape-flavored fish candies.
Okay.
Disgusting.
So essentially, it's
disgusting.
essentially, it's a fishing rod.
That looks like an IUD that got pulled out of someone's body.
That's exactly what I saw when I saw it came over. I'm like, that looks like something that came out of a female's body. I'm not into it.
Disgusting.
I can't eat it off the string. I can tell you that for fucking sure. So I'm going to just take a little bite out of one that's here. That's just the candy.
I mean, it's just like
the candy's pretty good,
but it's just like sugar paste.
Yeah. Oh, I was gonna say I'll pull from the other one. No. You go for it. I'll pull from this one.
Mm, it's just like sour candy powder is what it tastes like.
Yeah. It was just like those sticks with the sugar.
Mm-hmm.
What are those called? Pixie sticks.
Pixie stick. Yeah. That's exactly what it tastes
like pixie sticks. They're pretty delicious. They look disgusting.
That looks gross.
Because
they're pink.
It's pink and it's liquidy and
genuinely the worst looking thing we've ever had on this segment anything we've ever eaten.
And I think it really had an adverse reaction for Karma and I because
it looks like an IUD.
It evokes an emotion. That I don't know that you guys saw right off the bat because we saw it in a completely different light. And I was like, oh, God, I don't know that I can do this.
It looked gross. Tasted okay. Still like a 6. I mean,
if it was just the candy, if they were just like tablets of that candy, I'd give it like an 8 or a 9. Like, I thought the candy itself was really good.
Well, but then you have to factor in that you had to make it yourself and then it took 5 minutes.
The presentation was a whole mess.
Woo,
yikes. Woof, woof. Okay. Wow. Where are we going now? The chocolate pie? Yeah. Okay, chocolate pie. We're taking a stop in the prefecture of Saitama, known for their delicious chocolate. So we're bringing you a Saitama-inspired chocolate treat. Chocolate lovers, this snack is for you. A
lot of chocolate.
The silky dark chocolate filling is wrapped in a soft pie crust in this delicious treat.
Looks like
it's cute.
Tiny McDonald's pie.
It does. Mm-hmm. Mm, it tastes like a tiny McDonald's pie.
I don't know. I liked it.
It's okay. It's not offensive.
Yeah.
It needs more filling to crust ratio.
I would
100%.
That's a 6.
Like a 5.
It's a good 6.
Yeah, it's whatever.
I'm gonna give it like a 4. There you go.
Where am I at? Okay. Atsugi luxury potato sea urchin flavor. Nice.
Fuck my face.
These luxurious sea urchin flavored potato chips are inspired by the famous sea urchins of Hokkaido. Hokkaido is known for their high quality, delicious sea urchins, so you get a feeling of traveling when snacking on these. Oh no.
Oh no. Both of the guys are like freaking out from just smelling them. I'm not smelling it. I'm telling you that for sure.
I didn't even know sea urchin had a flavor.
I mean, everything has a flavor. Oh no, Karma spit it out. I'm chewing very fast.
I mean, if you spit it up fast enough that you don't get that much powder, it just tastes like a potato chip.
It just tastes like a potato chip to me. I didn't get any flavor.
I didn't get any aggressive flavor either, but I chewed really fast. I chewed really fast, and I only took a little bite.
It's okay. It's a little fishy. I put it in my mouth and got a bad taste.
It is like a tiny bit. Maybe, if you get like a big clump of the powder, maybe. But like, I didn't get a ton.
No,
it's
not
a
good.
Little salty, a little fishy, but mostly just tastes like a potato chip. It's fine. It's like a 5.
I'd still give it like a 2.
Oh, I'm going to give it like a 3. It was just like, it was nothing special for me. And I took like such a tiny bite because I was afraid I'd like hurl.
Oh, it's your turn.
Ugh. God. Sea urchin? Are you serious? Constellation Cookie. Aren't chocolate and cookies just the best match? The Japan Express is heading to the prefecture of Saitama, known for their great chocolate. So we wanted to bring you a delicious chocolate treat to enjoy.
It looks like a Ritz cracker covered in chocolate. Oh. And they give you literal one Ritz cracker with chocolate on it.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So we're over here divvying it up into four. A Ritz cracker.
A quarter of a Ritz. All right.
Oh, there's like literal constellations on it, like a what do you call it?
Like galaxy,
yeah,
stars.
Like an address. A galaxy address.
I ate it before I looked at any of that.
It is a fine cookie.
It's a fine cookie.
It's whatever.
It feels like a knockoff cookie that you'd get at the grocery store.
It's whatever.
I don't know. Like it's probably a 7, honestly.
Oh, wow.
I was going to say like a 5.
I was going to say a 5.
But it's a fine cookie.
Maybe if I had more, I would give it something different. Yeah. But I had a quarter of a Ritz cracker.
But it was fine.
Yeah, it was fine. Anpan Man Apple Gummies. When in Aomori, you must try apples. That's why we're bringing you so many delicious apple-flavored treats, including these apple-flavored Anpan Man Gummies. Yum.
We're here. Okay, so they're like a cute little yellow gummy. And they're, oh, God.
More
so
plastic.
So much plastic.
I feel like it's the traveling and the weird.
Yeah.
Different temperatures and yeah.
Okay, so let's
smells apple-y.
It smells delicious.
Everyone so take a gummy, peel some plastic off.
There. All right. So if you can
whenever
get it
you
out
feel
of your
comfortable with your own gummies plastic.
Oh, once you get it actually out of the container and yank the plastic comes off the back really easily. He's very cute, this little man. He looks like he's got a toast face.
A toast face. Smells like a Jolly Rancher. I can't eat it yet. There's still plastic on mine. Oh, there we go.
That is a delight.
Yeah, a Jolly Rancher.
The fruit gummies they have are always good. Strong highlight of these boxes.
Yeah.
This is no different. That's an 8.
So I think that's pretty good. I give it an 8.
Yeah, an 8. That's like yummy. A solid fruity gummy.
And it's like the perfect amount of fruitiness. Yeah. Like it's not too sweet. It's not
It still
not
tastes kind of natural.
Yeah. And that's the other thing with all their fruit gummies. They always have like a natural
vibe. Yeah, it's not a fake
vibe.
Apple taste.
Yeah. Yum.
Yum.
Oh, just kidding. This is, I'm like, what's happening here? Okay, matcha sandwich cookies. We're making an extra long stop in Kyoto. Thank you. The green tea capital of Japan. This month, you get to try some delicious matcha cookies. The delicious creamy matcha is sandwiched between two yummy cookies. These will transport you to the heart of Kyoto. Oh, we have our own cookie this time, guys.
Yeah. It tastes like matcha. There's not a lot of matcha. I'm not like a huge matcha person, but I can eat it. I almost never choose it. It's okay. This cookie is good. But again, if I were choosing a snack, would I choose this? No.
No, never.
So like a 5.
I mean, I feel like some people would really love this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just don't love. If that's your thing, this is good.
Yeah.
It's not my thing.
It's not my thing either. So I feel like my judgment is unfair. Mm-hmm. But I'm also going to give it like a 5 because I think it's fine. But it's, like, I'm not going to even eat the other half of my
cookie.
It's
absolutely what it says it is.
Yeah.
And like we said, if you like matcha, this is absolutely a cookie for you. It's like a 6 for me. I'm not a big matcha person either. It's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh-wee.
Here we go.
We're down to the top 2.
Apple Coca-Cola. Have you ever tried a fruit-flavored Coca-Cola? Now is your chance to try the new Apple Coca-Cola. The Japan Express is stopping in Aomori Prefecture, the land of apples. So, of course, we had to bring you an exclusive apple treat.
Perfect. I'll let you have that one first. Thank you. Smells apple-y.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Oy.
It's a weird combination of flavors.
It's a very strange, like, it feels like, again, a I get grocery store brand cola.
Like it literally is. Yes, it's literally like you took a grocery store brand cola and just put a dash of apple juice in it.
Yeah.
Like, is it bad? No.
So.
But is it good?
No.
I like it.
Okay.
I actually like it quite a bit. I would like it more if it wasn't flat. This is very much a, this got shipped to us and was in their storage for a while as well and all that stuff. So it's a little flat, but I think if I had like a fresh one of these, I'd really, really dig it. I almost wish it were a little more apple-y.
Yeah. Cause the more I drink, I just got Coca-Cola flavor.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But that's, I think that's like an 8 for me, like with the potential to be a 9. Like,
oh no.
Whoa.
Yeah. Like I like
that,
that
was
a lot.
Like a 6 for me.
Yeah, I would say that was like a 6. It was fine.
Like,
yeah.
I feel like
not my
perfect,
thing.
I feel
five
like
and
perfect,
a half, maybe.
Perfect situation. Like, get this out of like a Japanese McDonald's fountain thing, like perfectly fizzy. Like, that's a really, really good soda.
I'm not a big apple juice person. So
I like apples.
Oh, I like apple juice.
I like apple juice. And so, like, I wanted to like, I wanted to like this, and I did.
Not for me.
Fair enough.
Cool. It was okay.
Okay, here we go. Grand finale. Hojicha Kit Kats. We're taking you on a trip to the beautiful city of Kyoto. Kyoto is known for their excellent green teas, so we just had to bring you these Hojicha Kit Kats. Hojicha is a Japanese green tea roasted over charcoal, so it has a beautiful deep tea flavor. The lovely Hojicha flavor of these Kit Kats.
All right. I mean, I don't know literally what this is going to taste like.
I don't
because
either.
It says green tea, but it's also done in a way that's completely different.
That
so
makes it charcoaled?
Yeah.
So, like, what does that even mean?
I have no idea. So, I'm open-minded.
Is it coffee?
It looks
Do
like
they
coffee.
Not know what coffee
I
is?
I love the smell.
It smells oh. kind of like coffee.
Oh, God. I hate everything that's happening.
So, the flavor is, like, a dark, milky, like, almond tea almost.
Yeah. Kind of coffee-esque.
Mm-hmm. A little, like, but, like, just such a dark tea that it, like, kind of becomes coffee.
It's, yeah, it has a coffee flavor because it is
roasted.
So it has that roastedness of coffee that you don't generally get in tea at all.
I don't really like this.
I don't like it at all.
I like it a lot.
Not even a little bit.
Mm-mm. Like, no.
No, thank you.
I don't hate it. Like, I don't, I'm not having as adverse a reaction to Carolyn, but it just does nothing for me.
I like it because I like that kind of tea.
Yeah.
That, like, devotees of the podcast may remember however many weeks ago we talked about it. I tried boba for the first time in some amount of years. And the kind of tea I like with that is a almond milk black tea that tastes very similar to these Kit Kats. So,
yeah. But the Kit Kats were even more like smoky and stuff.
A little
that.
Bit. A little bit
I
more
like
smoky than what I'm used to. Sure.
Tea, but
I don't hate the smokiness, honestly.
I would still give this like a 4. Like, it's just not for me. Like, I get there's because it does have that very like distinct flavor, like a coffee candy. Like, I love coffee, but I'm not into coffee candy. So it's kind of like that.
But I am into coffee candy as well.
So
this kind of hits home a little more. It's another 8 for me. Like,
this is a literal 1 for me. I
like
hate this so much.
I'd give it like a 4.
It's like making me nauseous how much I hate this.
Very divisive. That was like the first like universally adored Kit Kat.
Well, and none of us are on the same page. Like, producer likes it, you're like whatever with it, and I hate it.
It would be, but that's like if you would hand this all a like coffee lollipop from See's Candy.
Yeah,
like you would hate it. You'd be whatever. You wouldn't like it, but and I would love it. Like,
yeah, it's that like kind of
it is a Goldilocks situation.
Yeah.
So I mean,
for the right person, this is a fantastic Kit Kat. There's probably someone out there who would like it even more than me.
Still like the what I did like about it was that it still had like a white chocolate creaminess. I feel like the chocolate that is used on like Japanese Kit Kats is like lighter and creamier.
Definitely like a if not
richer.
White chocolate, then a very milky chocolate.
Yeah. So it's like very rich and like it combines so well with the flavors. So I still liked that, but I just not for me.
That's fair.
Wow.
Oh, Carolyn's upset.
I think
I'm so mad that this is the last flavor in my mouth.
I'm sorry. But this, I think this was a much better box than last month.
Yeah. No,
overall,
I 100% agree.
And I like the theme because I feel like it was very like you got some sweet, you got some savory, you got a little bit of everything.
Yeah.
And they told you like, hey, here's where in Japan they do apples. Here's where they do tea.
Very
like,
cute.
Yeah. It was a good theme for like.
Ew, David.
They don't have Thanksgiving in Japan. So.
Yeah.
November is going to be weird.
Yeah. All right. Well, there you heard it here first.
That's great. Well, that was fun. I'm definitely going to need to eat something here in the next, like,
there's Oreos litter
2 minutes so that I can get this out of my mouth.
That's what she said.
Thank you so much for listening to this bonus episode of the Heels and Heels podcast. Sorry for chewing in your ears.
You know what you signed up for.
You knew what you were getting here. If you'd like to, what?
And happy Thanksgiving.
This comes out in like February. We're like happy, whatever. Please do several things. Go to arcadeaudio.net. Check out our podcast and all the other podcasts in the network. Also, please go to patreon.com/arcadeaudio. That's where you can monetarily support our show for a small monthly donation every month and get some bonus content like the holes in holes.
Wow. Who doesn't love a hole?
Especially
a hole inside another hole.
Holes make the world go round.
Wow. Black holes.
Black holes. Big holes, small holes, red holes, blue holes. And if you'd like to follow us on the internet, you can do so at The Heels and Heels on Twitter.
I'm at HH Karma.
I'm at HH Carolyn.
I'm at HH Producer.
Also, please, sir or ma'am or neither or both.
Or yeah, however you prefer.
However you prefer. Please go and subscribe to us. Find our lowly little podcast on wherever you get it from, and please subscribe, sir.
Please.
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 And give
us like some more reviews.
Some
and subscribers.
Please give us a 5-star rating and review and 5 stars for buttholes or any hole.
Any hole. It doesn't have to be a butthole.
5-star for whatever hole you believe is a 5-star hole.
Mm-hmm.
And tell your friends and family and crushes and dogs and parrots. Please spread the word. Please.
Please. We like need some attention. I feel like we haven't gotten enough attention recently.
We're never going to be on Chris Jericho's podcast at this rate.
I mean, I don't want to be on Chris Jericho's podcast.
No, but we couldn't even if we wanted to.
You know whose podcast I want to go on?
Renee Young's.
Renee and Stacey's.
We couldn't even be on Renee and Stacey's podcast at this point.
I know. Well, I mean, we could try. I feel like Stacey's accessible.
Oh,
like, she's I'd be
so
like,
accessible.
Hey, Stacey, can we do a podcast and you can read my tarots?
That's true.
Yeah, that would be great.
That would be great. So we'll see. Try to make it happen.
All right. Thank you so much. We love you. Please be sure to tell people you love that you love them because it's important. And don't forget to fart with reckless abandon. Bye. Bye.
Thank you for playing Arcade Audio. Play more at arcadeaudio.net.